Well, Ray, I can tell you that given the weather, we are running statewide across the shelter system well above 100% capacity. We are, of course, committed to working with the state and with the 211 hotline to make sure that everyone is in and sheltered in this extremely cold weather that we're expecting again. But it's a challenge. We are stretching our resources as far as they can stretch.
A lot of the shelters only run during the evening typically. Are they going to run during the day tomorrow?
If we are going back into the extreme weather protocol, that is usually the case. Shelters that can do it will want to stay open as warming centers during the day.
Is there a difference for your organization and for homeless shelters across the state when we're talking about bringing people in when it's 20 degrees and then bringing people in when it's 5 below?
Well, Ray, I would say this, that we know that prolonged exposure to the elements, whether the weather is at 40 degrees or minus 5, is a dangerous situation for people. They have health problems associated with that exposure. We know that to be the case. But when the temperatures drop below zero, obviously there are much greater risks, even than normal, to those who are exposed to that extreme cold.
Lisa Tepper Bates, are there homeless people who will not listen to people telling them that it's time to get inside, and will they try to brave the elements?
There's a very small number of people, Ray, who out of often an untreated mental illness situation will be those who perhaps refuse to come in. Now, that's a very small number. The vast majority of people who are homeless do not want to be homeless. They want to be inside.
In this type of weather, you have homeless people coming in that don't normally go to homeless shelters. Is this an opportunity for your organization and for homeless shelters?
It is, Ray, because, you know, you are right. There are people that we may be able to come into contact with who, under other circumstances, we're not able to reach out to. And that's an opportunity for us to assess what we can do for them, what their needs are, and to help them to address whatever are the barriers keeping them out of being properly housed.
And for sure, anybody who's out there that needs to come in to the warm will not be turned away. Is that right?
When the state activates this extreme weather protocol, you are right. We make extraordinary efforts in conjunction with the state to make sure everyone is able to come into shelter. Ray, I'm sorry that's not always the case. But it is not. Our shelters statewide run very close to 100% year-round. And that does mean under normal circumstances there are people, sad to say it, who are denied emergency shelter. But in this extreme weather period, working with our state partners, we will make sure that everyone who wants to be in emergency shelter is able to come in.
And maybe you can explain what the extreme weather protocol is and what it does.
What happens when it is going to be this extreme cold, the state will make available resources such that shelters can move to a hotel if need be. Someone who's already in shelter to make sure that someone else trying to come into shelter can get a space. But our shelters, in the first instance, Ray, do everything they can. Most of the burden is really borne by our emergency shelters, but I have to give due credit to the state for working with us to make some extra resources available.
I understand that along the shoreline, southeastern Connecticut's going to be extremely cold, even colder than the middle of the state. What's going on over there to make sure that everyone is safe?
Our shelter providers are reaching out to anyone that they know is out on the streets and particularly vulnerable to help them get indoors. We have very good cooperation with the local hospitals who are in touch with the shelters to make sure that they can serve those who just need to be inside on one hand, but can also address medical needs that might arise if there is a person who's homeless and has an exacerbated condition due to exposure to the extreme cold. It's really a person-by-person task to make sure that we take care of all of these vulnerable individuals.
All right, Lisa Tepper Bates, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray.